Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gon' be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gon' be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Wow, and the phone lines are filled already, so I will be going to those phone lines. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, and Verse 29 already. That M period, A period, N period is short for the abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you. Feel free to call 646-478-0944 and be heard. If you're sending in music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com so you can load it up. I only have three disclaimers. Three disclaimers for you. That's it, three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. You all make the show. That's how the Creator allows it, not just myself. But if you can't talk, if you're at work, you're doing something else, you can stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind later on and say, wait a minute, I wanted to talk, you got two choices. If you didn't do it the first time, you can press the one key, or you could just hang up and call back. Now, I want to let you all know, disclaimers are done. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr., the Instagram of J.R. Alfred Porter, Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr., period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com for hot produced R&B tracks. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage is BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceatradio.com. Whew. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland, www, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org, thelogtv.com, and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, and the Twitter page is Al Porter JR1. Now, I'm looking at four people on the phone line, so that means I'll be going there very quickly. But before I do anything else, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't do it now, I won't get back to it. So, before we go through numbers 1 through 10, I will say that honorable mentions, coming real close to making it great, the honorable mention is, and it's just now starting with their promotions, so it's this Sunday, 10K Street Dance Movement will happen this Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Red Lion Tattoo, 40th of St. Clair, HJS Music, Ballhead Fred. They've been pushing, promoting, playing a lot of Sheriff Kuro music and other music. They'll be the main DJs there. There'll be Graf and other things like that. Also, honorable mentions go to the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr., either or, for both pages. A lot of new music and the actual Tannis. Number 10, debuting Charisse. I think it's called Leo's No Limit Birthday Celebration. Charisse Ann, Miss MYSS Angel. Friday is a double birthday party. So Friday is at Sticks and Stones. That's off of Broadview, West Side Party. And then the Saturday East Side Party is Cocktails and Conversation, which is happening on Miles, about 134th and Miles, something like that, Avenue. Number 9 debuting, Nate Martin, Council President Nathaniel Martin's birthday party at the East Cleveland Public Library. That's this coming Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 8 debuting, The State of Crime, which will start out with music being played at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on 15415 Kipling Avenue. Music from about 5 to 7:30. And that's 44110, the Dialogue Center, DJ Cowboy. There'll be a Sheriff Kilroy music preview. 7:30, the report begins from the Godfather of Crime, Godfather of Black on Black himself, Art McCoy, the professor, for the Art McCoy radio show. Number 7, debuting, Moorish Meeting, this coming Thursday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. We'll hear about that in a little while. Number 6, debuting, it's the Car Caravan of Love to Buffalo, New York, this coming Saturday morning, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, 9 a.m. News has covered that. A lot of things are going on. Number 5, debuting, I guess because it's already happened, the Father's Lives Matter Birthday Party for Faith. Man in the Street was there yesterday. Art McCoy Radio covered it live. Robin, rest in peace, rest in heaven. Portraits were shown yesterday at that event. Number 4, moving up, Facebook. It's Who Curates Contemporary Art. That happened last Wednesday, so that's why it ended up high on the charts. Already happened. Number 3, moving up Facebook, the BET Awards. Joyce Hood, the anniversary, East 93rd, last Saturday, red carpet, some people dressed to impress. Number 2, moving up, Facebook Straight Business Show, that was last Saturday. You had artists performing at the OPN E&T Center, but you also had two films that were premiered on the red carpet. And number 1, it makes sense because of where it was held, who it was. For those people who thought they had demised or weren't performing, you had the group War, Legendary War, Severance Music Hall. MC Chill was the one who hosted that event. You had Diane, Diamond, Divine, Vanessa's Fashions. It was powerful in itself. Let's go to some of these phone lines and see what's going on. 216-727. First phone call this evening. How are you doing?
How you doing? Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Queen B and the land of this Brenda A. Farmer. I'd like to say hello, everybody. What's going on?
Excellent. What's going on? Oh, man, I'm just doing well, Queen B. Tell me, what is on your mind this week?
Oh, you know what? Just pray for me. My daughter's in Cleveland Clinic. You know, she has so many. She has leukemia cancer. But I know God is able. He has all powers in his hand. He has healing powers as well. So I'm not giving up. Then
amen.
We just buried.
Amen.
God, it is. Amen. Amen to everybody out there,
mm-hmm.
to the, like you see in the church. Amen to the congregation.
Yes.
We just buried my uncle not even 10 days ago. Okay.
Mm. Condolences.
And then, Yes. I'm trying to keep myself busy so I won't, you know. But God is lifting me up and giving me strength by asking him to give me strength at each time. My aunt, I can't get it, I know. But she got burned up, but not so much of the burn up in the building, but the smoke inhalation killed her.
Wow.
And, up in Newark, New Jersey, which is a suburb called East Orange, New Jersey. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Like Cleveland have suburbs and, you know, heights and everything. They also have heights and suburbs up in the city of New Jersey. That's on my mom's side. My mother's baby other sisters that live. And now it's only going to two left. It was 14 girls, no boys.
Yeah.
Two sets of twins and... It's going to be two remaining living out of the legacy of my mother's family. Two sisters, and all these nieces and nephews, and 100 cousins, like I said, black hillbillies or Puerto Ricans, whatever you want to call them. Because I got a whole bunch of them, so a lot of them out there, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
y'all. But I just thank God, you know, that I'm I'm strong. Like I said, I'm trying to keep myself busy, but I know he's able. He's able. Hallelujah. He's able.
Hallelujah on that.
Carrying me through and lift me up and keep me up, keep my head up and everything. It's hard, but I'm, you know, doing the best. And like I told my other two daughters, you know, we was all talking, you know, sitting back when they were young, you know, all the things I did for them as a child coming up, growing up and everything as a mother, with a mother. I'm out here to tell you, all mothers out there, don't fail until you never. It's all about you and what did I do. Don't never question yourself. I'm speaking for all the mothers. I'm not only speaking for me. I'm speaking for mothers, being a father, a father being a mother. There's fathers out there being mothers too now, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to speak and say, you do your best. When you done did your best, you done did everything. Remember that. And God does everything. There's nothing he don't miss. So whatever y'all trying to do out there, go to me too. You can't hide from him because he's seen everything he's doing. And I tell this to my girls and my grandchildren, and to my little great grand, my great grandma now, Al. So everybody call me Gigi or Big Mama and everything. But you know, she's a blessing to this family. But the Bible says, "Watch as well as pray," because somebody is always watching. Remember that. Somebody is always watching. Don't get it out of your head thinking ain't nobody watching. But somebody watches. And somebody listening. Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. But I feel all right. But, you know, just keep me in prayer, and I pray for you guys. And it's one of my colleagues, you know, Ronnie B and all of y'all. God bless y'all for my colleagues and everything. We got to pray for one another and lift one another up. Don't knock each other down. There's already enough knocking down going on in the world as it is. Too much going on. We got to lift each other up. I mean, I don't get it. You know, what you get out of knocking somebody down? Because all you're doing is setting yourself up to be knocked down three times more. As my daddy used to say, when you get one finger pointing, three fingers are pointing back at you in your face. That's what daddy used to say. And mama. and grandmama and grandpa, all of them. So watch, you know, because the various ones, I found that out, the ones you pointing the finger at, them the ones you might have to come back to you to help you on something else. All
right?
Right. All right now, y'all. Hey, I'm talking from experience. I'm just not making this up. This is the real talk. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. No made-up stuff. I don't have nothing on paper. Everything. Every time I talk, I try to talk, you know, presentable and respected and from my heart. So that's how that goes, you know. So how you been doing, Brother L and Barney D and all the other colleagues out there listening to me in Radio Land? So y'all all right? Everybody okay? I've been praying for everybody. We stand in the need of prayer, y'all. I'm telling you. Right now. Though what I'm going through, I still got to keep on pressing my way. I can't stop living. I got to keep pressing my way. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Queen B. That was another uplifting phone call.
Okay, then. All right, radio, everybody in Maryland. God bless you guys. I'm signing. Oh, L, when you get off the broadcast, I need to get your phone number because I have a new phone number. Okay?
All right. We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, everybody. I'm signing off. God bless you. Blessings on each and every one. See you later.
See you later. And I do have that 216-804-7462 phone number. And even though I'm live on the radio right now, what I'm going to do is make sure that Judy Martin has the direct number into the station, because I'm sure that's why she had just called up. My thing right now is to at least go to that 216-347 number, 216-347. You are on live. Who am I talking to and what's happening?
Hey, Al Porter, this is Rico Denson, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. How are you?
I am doing well. It has been a while since I've heard from you.
Yes, I've been busy traveling. So, two things I'm going to touch on tonight.
Okay.
We're going to touch on City Council Member Ward 7, Stephanie House, okay?
Okay.
So she have a deaf school in her ward, Wilson, okay?
Okay.
Why is she not fighting for the people who are deaf have equal access to old council member? She used to have to interpret every of his ward club meetings. She do not do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, I'm gonna test on the Agri chief of communication. Okay.
So, okay.
We know what happened in Agri. The whole country is seen. Okay.
Right.
Now, you telling me when the mayor of Akron do his State of the Union address,
mm-hmm.
he have an interpreter, right?
Yes.
When they do a press conference, they do not want to have access, okay? She
right.
sent me an email. She said she don't think it's her job. You are the chief of communication. Under the ADA law, it said local state government must provide equal access for those who are deaf and hard of hearing. It's been 32 years of the ADA passed. It's passed after the 23rd. So, if somebody was black in the whole seat, and it was a white person asked that, they would get him access, okay? So I
right.
just have questions on these two people, and I got another question as I mayor. So when you have in your press conference, Mayor Phillips, I hope you have an interpreter for those people who are deaf hard hearing, what you promised us, what you're going to do. You only see one interpreter at the State of the Union address. Since then, we have not seen you with an interpreter for those who are deaf or hard of hearing. Okay?
Right.
I came to Cleveland on September 10th. Okay?
Okay.
I will be directing city council members on them two issues, the mayor and Stephanie House. Okay?
Okay.
Somebody's gonna be angry, and somebody's gonna be pissed. It ain't gonna be me. Okay.
All right.
So Stephanie has a deaf school in her ward. Why she not down City Hall fight for access? Mayor Bill.
Now those are good questions.
Mayor Bill promised the same thing on his campaign. He had not seen. Okay. Only thing he cared about is the rest of that. The white folks, he don't care nothing about the black community. Tell like it is.
I'm looking forward to that September 10th Cleveland City Council meeting where Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, Black Lives Matter for the Deaf President Rico Dancy, you will be at that meeting, and I want to hear what they have to say.
Yeah. And I want to hear what she has to say. Why is she not providing access at any of her war club meetings? Okay?
All right.
Why do city council have three hats? Council president, the war leader, city council, most city council members hold three hats. City council, the president, seat of the war club, they hold three hats. Okay, so
right.
I just have a little question for Ms. Stephanie House and Mayor Beatrice.
Okay. All right, we will be watching, and thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
No problem. Now, for all the people on the phone line, see how easy we're getting to you? 216-972. 216-972, how are you doing? 216-972, going once.
Hello, are you talking about me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Mr. Al Porter.
Your voice sounds so familiar. Who do we have the pleasure of talking to this evening?
You have the pleasure of speaking with Marquana. Miss A.O., Marquana A.O.
Okay. It's excellent talking to you. As a matter of fact, with the promotions that's going on, this has not even happened yet, but you're like debuting in the top 10 at number 7. What's going on this coming Thursday? How important is it that people be there? Talk to me.
It is very important that people learn their nationality because black is a color. It's not a nationality. And we have been lied to our whole life about our language, our culture, and our ethnicity. And I really want you guys to come out and learn about our ancestors and where we came from and that this is our land. We are having an uplifting Morse Government National Repatriation Day. July the 28th, from 6 until, it will be two guest speakers, Ebony L., as well as Christopher Bay. The government son is coming out, and Morris Empire, as well as they're bringing their flags, and they're wearing their feathers, and they're going to let us know about our culture and who we are. So please come join us. There will be light refreshments afterwards.
Thank you
so much.
Wait a minute. It's going to be held at the Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue with the 44110 in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes, it will be held there July the 28th.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay. And I want to know from you. You are talking with such conviction and such passion. So tell me what it was like for you when you first started to learn about this for yourself.
I'm not going to lie. It made my stomach hurt because this world that we live in is a mess, and it's all about who is in charge and higher up. And they try to keep us in oppression, and they try to keep us depressed by giving us free things when we should work hard for what we have so that we can learn how to buy houses and learn how to get out of poverty as well as offer government assistance. We need to be self-sufficient, which we don't need any more handouts. And it's time that we come together and start buying our own land back, opening up our own schools, teaching our kids our real history because our history has been burnt. They have burnt our history books, and they have rewrote it the way that they want us to learn it, which is everything is a lie, as far as Christopher Columbus Day, as far as these pagan holidays. It's none of our culture. They stripped it from our culture as well as our language. The Asians, the Europeans, the Mexicans, the Jamaicans, they all have their language. How come we don't have a language? Oh, because Black and African-American means that we're still enslaved, as well as our birth certificate means we're a ward of the state, which means if someone was to call and make a false complaint about you and your kids, they can come snatch your kids out the home. But no one is teaching us this. So this meeting is for people to come and get enlightened on the truth, the hardcore truth about our life and our ancestors and who we really are. Because, like I said, Black is a color. That's not our nationality. And when you're labeled as African-American, that means you're dead in the eyes of the law. And the Constitution is the Bible. Constitution is our rights. And we have rights. We are humans, just like everyone else.
Thank you so much. All I can say is I'll rush over there as soon as I'm off work. That is too important to be missed. And thank you so much for the invitation to our listeners.
Thank you. Please come and bring extras if needed because you guys need to learn the truth about who we are.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. I am edified right now by a lot of the conversations that I'm having. I have a couple more people on the phone line, so I'm going to go to the 216-270 phone number, 216-270. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wait a minute. I almost am guaranteed that I know this voice. Who am I talking to?
Dantes Taylor.
What's going on, Dantes?
Dantes Taylor is... I am the campaign manager of Reverend Pamela Pinky Butts. She's running for president of the United States of America in 2024. She's dedicated. She's hardworking. She's right now working beside the family that got killed with 60 times. She's working with the family and trying to get justice and everything else. She's out there working around Child and Family Services. She's out there at RTA. She's out there at RTA, at all RTAs. She's out there at city councils. She'll be at city council in Cleveland to Akron to Youngstown to all over. She's working with them to make it better out there in these cities. And she'll be at the Board of Elections downtown Cleveland. Yes, you do, at the meetings to make sure we are getting everything done. Don't forget Reverend Pamela Pinky Butts when 2024 comes. And her number is 216-548-0820 if you want to work on this great campaign. Because we on the move. We on the move for a new campaign. And we will be telling y'all when we will be launching this campaign and everything else. So don't forget Reverend Pamela Pinky Butts on that ballot in 2024. And don't forget, in the 21st House District, don't forget Mike Fields. Mike Fields is a dedicated person. He is the president of the Ward 7 Democratic Ward Club. Yes, he is. He is the deputy of the Ward Club, of Ward 7, too. Loam is the person that is the ward leader. And he's dedicated. He's hard working. He's ready to push the $15 an hour out here and everything else. So don't forget Mike Fields when you go to them polls on August 2nd. Don't forget my friend, your friend, Mike Fields. Mike Fields is the best person for the job right now. He's dedicated and hard work. He's standing up for our kids. He's doing all kinds of things out here for our people, even for the disabled and everybody else. So I thank y'all if y'all go out there on August 2nd and vote for Mike Fields. And don't forget, Virginia, the reschedule of the 20th annual Gospel Fest Explosion to our 2022 anniversary that will be going on at the Dialogue Center at Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kiffin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. 44110 on Sunday, August 28th, 2022. It's a free will offering. We have vendor booths available, and we'll tell you the price when you call. Yes, indeed. And our theme was walking in the light of Jesus Christ. We have all the way from the House of Refuge Worship Center. We have the heavenly angels coming on out. Yes, we have Al Porter Jr. We have Major Taps. We have so many, many more groups and soloists. And the kitchen will be open to sell dinner to the public. And our host will be Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, and Lois Swanson. If Ronnie B is listening, come on out, man. We're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere. And if there's any more groups out there that want to be in this, they can. For more information, they can call Contest Taylor at 216-270-2019. This is the biggest show on August 28th, 2022. It's going to be so big, and our DJ is going to be DJ Cowboy. And rocking the ones and twos, too. He's going to rock them, and we're going to rock Kipling. We're going to rock Kipling like nobody can rock Kipling. So come on out and join us. Have a great time. And who's cooking at this great event is Annette Taylor. She's a great cook. And my auntie, Valerie, and my grandmother. Yes, these are three wonderful cooks out here that can really cook. So come on out and taste this delicious food and everything else. I have a witness on the phone, Al Porter. He knows,
yes,
he knows how they get down.
The past few years, that's one reason I look forward to it. I knew what the food was going to be. I knew it, and I know it now. So tell me once again, where do I need to be on August the 28th?
15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And all the cakes and all the pies will be made from scratch, not from the stove. All the food gonna be made from scratch, not from the stove. We gonna have a great time, great atmosphere. All y'all vendors out there that love the vend, come on out. I'll tell you the price when you call, cause this gonna be so big, you ain't gonna know what to do. And have a great time and great atmosphere out here. And I thank y'all and the best radio stations out here. Or 1490 AM when Art McCoy come on at 5 to 7 on Sunday. And we have Blog Talk Radio where the best, he's the best host on Monday, Blog Talk Radio right now. And the number is 646-478-0944. We got the best radio stations out here. We got the best hosts out here and everything else. Don't forget us. Don't forget us out here. And don't forget that we going to have a blessed day, a blessed atmosphere and everything else. And I thank y'all for coming out to events that I had over the years, too, and everything else. We going to rock this. We're going to rock this like it ain't nothing. And don't forget August 6th and 7th at the Dialogue Center, where they're going to have a real burn-off, Cowboy and Miss Monica. Don't forget them. Don't forget them out here. We all gotta make it out here. But that event going to be the biggest event on August 6th and 7th, too, and everything else. And on the 7th of August, I will be there, and I will be doing hamburgers and Polish boys, and I will have your favorite cakes and pies and brownies, and they won't be stove brought. They'll be made from scratch.
Before you go, give the phone number for vendors to call you about the gospel explosion. Before you leave, give us the phone number. How can vendors reach you?
Vendors can call Dantes Taylor at 216-270-2019. Dantes Taylor, 216-270-2019. Come on out. We got all kinds of things going on. And we're going to make this big, and then the next year I'm going to show y'all bigger things and better things and everything else. And don't forget, in the future, I'm doing a skating party in October. October, I'm going to do a skating party at the Selma George Recreation Center. And it's going to be big, too. It's going to be nice and glorious. And we're going to raise money for an organization called Black on Black and some more stuff out here that we can do so we can make stuff happen in our streets.
Thank you so much, Dante.
We don't need to go out there and beg for the man. We got to go out there and get the money ourselves and do what we got to do. That's right. We're going to make coming up in the future with Black on Black, they're going to have an awards banquet too in the future. And they will come out with them dates pretty soon. So don't forget all these stuff. And God bless. And we're going to have a nice
God
day
bless.
And a prosperous day. And let
too.
Everybody, and our Father, I thank you for just bringing us here today. Amen.
Amen. As a matter of fact, I heard names, Major Taps, AYD, Angela Y. Davis. They said they planned on being on Kipling this coming Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for a caravan to Buffalo. I want to know more about that, so I'll go to the 216-990. You're on live. 216-990. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Judy Martin. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Okay. Hanging in there.
I got you.
We invite everybody to help us with the food caravan to Buffalo, New York. And we're taking up donations of 10 good, non-perishable items. One of our members is taking clothes. We're going to leave from Black on Black, 15415 Kipling Avenue, on Saturday at 9 a.m. We're going to go up there. We should be up there in Buffalo around 1 o'clock, spend a few hours talking to people. This is a neighborhood that suffered a horrendous tragedy when they lost 10 people in their community and a couple more were injured in that massacre at the top street market. So we're taking some items up there to help the neighborhood and connect. And then we'll come back, and we should be back in Cleveland around, 6 or 7, hopefully.
Okay.
All donations can be brought to Black on Black on Wednesday between 6 and 9 p.m. At our regular meeting, you're welcome to come to our meeting as well at 15415 Kipling Avenue. Or if you'd like to bring donations Saturday morning before we leave. If you'd like to ride, join the caravan, and we can go in waving flags, honking horns, and telling the people in Buffalo that they haven't been forgotten.
Wow. You know, a lot of times people will say, your activists will do a lot of stuff, and then you forget you don't do the follow-through. What caused you to do the follow-through with Buffalo? Because it was, at first it was mentioned, and then the next thing I know it was voted on. It was worked on. I've seen the news get excited about this, even carry it. Shout out to Joyce Hood and Knowledge Youth Organization. I'm asking you, what caused you to want to say, we have to follow through on this?
I don't know, it was just on my mind, and I wish I'd spoken up earlier, but then this did just happen in May, and this is just the end of July. It took us a while to, to get it organized. We want to do what we can for those that might be in need still, even though the top food market is reopened, and we're glad they did. It's still the only store in the neighborhood. And it could be maybe this time of the month, some people still need help. But in any case, we're up there because we want to let the people in the neighborhood know that we care about them. We care. We're so sorry for their loss. My younger son was killed 28 years ago. I understand. I understand it's something you don't. There's no closure. There's no getting over it. There's just surviving another day, another hour, just trying to find a purpose in your life. And this is our purpose, to try and do what we can to help. We can't solve all the problems, and I know this won't solve all the problems in Buffalo, but we want them to know they're not alone. And they can reach out to us, and we're reaching out to them because we're all family. We need to help each other. We need to be there for each other. We need to stop all this hate and bigotry and racism and anger. And I don't know what other kind of words to say. This young man lost his way big time, and then he took out he took 10 people away with him from their families, from their children, from their grandchildren, and the people that were wounded. Who knows how they're healing and what they're going through. This was a tragedy, and I know we've had too many tragedies, but at least this one shouldn't be paid attention to.
Okay.
So we're going to go up there and do what we can and reach out to who we can.
Got you.
Thank you.
Call
me at 216-990-0679. Bring donations, or if you can't bring them, call me, and I'll try to find somebody to come pick it up.
Thank you so much. And again, this coming
Saturday
is the actual trip itself, 9 a.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue with a 44110. Cleveland Avenue. It is a caravan, a car caravan, automobile caravan of love. And I want to thank you very much for at least making sure a lot of us stayed accountable. So thank you.
And I can't thank Black on Black and Survivors and the Ladies of Knowledge and God Before Guns and Moms Demand Action and so many individual people for helping us. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you again, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. I really appreciate Judy Martin. She has been extremely stable as a member, as an officer, as a contributor to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Survivors, victims of tragedy, and to see her still getting out and doing things to represent for the betterment of the community, that is a blessing, and it's a testament and a testimony to why we need to be where we do this coming Saturday. But again, she was right. If you have donations, please bring those donations this coming Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Bring them to 15415 Kipling Avenue, 844-1110. That's Cleveland, Ohio, the Dialogue Center. Or bring them on Saturday morning and just do the whole thing and drive through. That ought to be a nice, fun trip. My thing is, since he mentioned him earlier, I'm going to go back in time with one of those messages from Mike Seal. He's running this year, but it seems like he's talking about the Fight for 15, the whole Q deal, and a few other things. We're going to hear that message from Mike, and it's good to see him running for something this year.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
Yeah, that's a classic commercial right there. But what I'm going to do is, since I know they'll be playing music from the anti-music industry album from Sheriff Kilroy, I think I'm going to pull this particular song out and play it just because, I want to thank the DJs who have been strongly supporting Sheriff Kilroy music recently. DJ Cowboy with the tribute song Down With Cowboy. I want to thank him. I think that's on the GMS Hood Famous TV YouTube page. So I want to thank him as one of the DJs. Ballhead Fred is another DJ who's done heavy promotions of my music. And DJ Dollar Rock from the Hip Hop Workshop. I want to thank him. And the fact that, you know, when he grabs the turntables, the producer himself, who acts as a DJ, the brother by the name of none other than HJS Music, who produced this next track we're about to hear, put it together. You can tell where we got the song from, but why not play this? The name of the song is G-O-D.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black fleet collar stops ticks and fleas. not a dirty dog, I take fast. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm funkadelic. HGS live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. 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 Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a.
Now, let's see what is going on with that 216-424-216-424. Who are we talking to out there?
You talking to Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. I'm just calling to talk to all the beautiful people. Sorry for calling the wrong number at first. But, yeah, I'm just... just want to let people know that I dropped a new track yesterday. It's called Crash Dummy. So if people can check that out, I appreciate it. Other than that, Blackout Sound have a upcoming show, hopefully at the end of August to between August or the beginning of September. And so I just talked to the people today. I'm trying to wrap that business up and come up with a date. It's going to be like people, they'll be performing, but it's more like a get-together party type thing that it'll be.
Okay.
But I'll give y'all more details as we get closer to me giving y'all a date and et cetera. You know, more info, you know, when I have more solid information. But I know it's a go that a show will be coming really soon. Other than that, I just wanted to show love to every artist that been doing their thing and putting their music out there. I want to show love to every artist that's hoping to do that and making arrangements to go ahead and do that. I also want to show love to every politician that's fighting hard for change in the city. And the last thing I want to say is please support Kilroy. The album is dope. It speaks for itself. And if y'all don't hear it, y'all need to get the album and check them out, man. I mean, it's really hot, y'all. Other than that, that's it. Oh, yeah, love the Major Tennis, Dollar
Rock,
Mob Gotti, Silver B, man, it's just so many people. Cowboy, cowgirl, birthday boy, you know what I mean? It's just so many people been doing phenomenal things. The Zumba lady, love to her as well.
Okay.
And it's just so many more. I can't name them all, but nothing but love. Black on black crime, just keep doing what y'all are doing. It's a struggle out here. But I come to learn. If we worry about the struggle, then we probably won't move towards the fight. So don't worry about the struggle. Just stay in the fight, and we all going to do good. Let's all take flight. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. Check me out up on YouTube. One more time, Crash Dummy. That's what it's called. Support your boy, Motley. Been doing it for years. Not going to stop no time soon. I'm out. Peace.
Peace. You know something? I can say I appreciate that phone call. That's why he got that honorable mention, because the music that has been coming out has been phenomenal. There's no stopping it. It's not. I am going to say that the one thing that I do appreciate is being able to at least play music, from our regional artists, artists who are still doing things and still get messages out. So my thing is, I think I'll go back in time and play one of the most underrated songs. It came out on that CCR Volume 2. All I can say is, when you have 30-something songs, a double album, and the way it came out, it was a 4-CD set. It was like a box set, and it featured Mr. Milligram, may he rest in peace, rest in heaven, Suave Gotti, Hurricane Bang, of course, Mr. Powers, Mr. Motley. They were nice enough to allow Sheriff Kilroy to be on some things. This one features the producer, the man, the myth, the legend, and the producer named Wealthy, who is working with Mr. Motley right now and getting the next major film released that has a soundtrack. But right now, let's play Still Die.
Become a target, it's them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark, and after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medics showed up, your body was full of maggots. And the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people, he got money in them guns, so you can't tell them about the people. SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't too simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable.
What?
It's all about taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this. You on the verge of going down a dead and broke or priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, steady sank. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up. Forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With the bell collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last receiving vision, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the advance. We're getting lost up in the sand, gon' be your next life expand. Man.
Under my left thigh, wasn't the outlaw, you can't kill my pride. Now if you owe me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, slip, clap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still I got your life in the clutch of my hand, it's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady beat, mentally ill and buck, you're feeling lyrical, killing, what a feeling, one in a million, can't be feeling. Ooh, what a rush, a what a feeling, a dream be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. Silence,
the streets of the pain, love of the drama, pull of the trigger, kick that up, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, karma rise.
Death's breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well I'm despised. The folks that I help, huh, they wanna kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that word is warning. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops or the FBI? Someone jealous right between my eyes. Booyah! I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
I'm going to send that out and say thank you, everybody, for listening. Send a shout-out to two of the most favorite people in the whole wide world. Big shout-out to Sadies, who made that big jump, Sadies White, to Illinois, Chicago. Shout-out and much respect, and also much respect to her mom, Day May, who's still queen to this very day. And I thank you for your support. Everybody, peace.